Hello and welcome to the second episode of How to Homeschool in High School. This episode will be my very first interview, and I plan on doing many of these because homeschooling is so unique to each individual person, and I want us to be able to experience as many stories as possible. And my first person I'm going to interview, I decided, would be my mom, because we've been in from the beginning.
Yes, and, we have.
And it just seemed right because, I mean, you've homeschooled for 7 years.
Right.
And you have a lot of stories to tell.
Right.
So, without further ado, just begin.
So Nadine, can we just set the scene first of how beautiful this day is. Nadine and I are in my office in the basement with the fire going and the first snowfall of the year outside.
That's really sticking. We had snow, but it was earlier.
This is sticking. It's just so incredibly beautiful.
Yeah.
This change of season. So it's fun to be here.
All right. So to begin this episode, why don't you just walk us through our homeschool journey and what, like how it started, why you started, and then what it's become today.
Okay. So how did we start? Well, homeschooling was not on our radar. I have to say that. Daddy and I were both public school graduates. We didn't know any homeschoolers. We didn't have any experience homeschooling. And we had every intention of you and your sister following in that footstep, in those footsteps. So a couple of things happened that I feel like inspired or triggered our homeschooling journey. We moved to a community where we were introduced to some homeschooling families. And I was immediately struck by the children. They were joy-filled. They were incredibly mature, super kind, very excited to learn, took ownership of their education. They looked me in the eye when we talked, which was not the norm. It struck me. I was just so incredibly kind of taken, smitten with them, inspired by them. And you guys were in public school, and it was a really nice school district, but it was in a very fast-growing community. So the public school was completely overly populated.
Yeah.
And you were in trailers. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Do you remember eating silent lunches sometimes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So none of that was kind of fun. So we had friends who were homeschooling that decided to start a co-op. And I was super intrigued. We had, you know, many meetings, and Daddy and I prayed about it, and we just felt led to pursue it, even for a year. I always said I would reevaluate at the end of every year, and so that's what kicked off our homeschooling journey. You were a rising fifth grader, your sister was a rising second grader, and we started, and we've actually never looked back, really. We haven't. Never been tempted to return to traditional schooling. We did the co-op for 2 years and then moved 900 miles north to a more of a rural community and decided to homeschool ourselves. And we've been doing that for the past, 5 years? This is our fifth year.
Yeah.
Yes, fifth year. And never looked back.
All right. So we'll talk about some of the common questions because we got a lot of questions, especially when we were younger.
Right.
And we were just beginning.
Right.
And we still get questions now, but what would you speak to some of the answers and some of the questions that you get?
Okay, number one question I get, and I bet if I pulled,
I did a poll or something.
Yes, a bunch.
Wait, can I guess?
Can you guess? Yes, guess.
What's
the number one question I get?
Is it going to be socialization?
It's socialization. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't even know what it means, honestly. Yeah. I was going to do an episode on it, and I had to look it up.
Nadine, socialization is the process of learning to behave in a way that is acceptable.
Acceptable in society.
Yes.
Okay.
To society. So socialization, yes, I get it all the time. So if socialization is the process of learning to behave in a way that is acceptable to society, when you think about it, who is best equipped to socialize a child?
Yeah, their parents.
Yes. They should. Yes, let's hope.
The more experienced person. The elderly. Well,
yeah, your grandparents. Yeah, raise their kids. Yes, but adults. Adults are best equipped. You know, and I really had to pause and think about this, especially like pulling you guys in elementary school. I thought, who's best able to socialize you? Other 8-year-olds or your mom and dad?
Yeah.
You know, and other adults within the community and older students. And so what I loved most about homeschooling is that you have exposure to all ages, those younger than you, your peers, and also lots of adults. So yes, you have exposure to all these different kinds of people, not just your same age peers. It's very versatile. I mean, I don't know, you know, many people my exact age. So you're never, it's really an unnatural social situation when you really think about it, just to be surrounded by only people your own age. So as far as the socialization aspect, I think the proof is in the pudding. And when I looked at those families way back when we were deciding to do this, and I just saw the fruit of their children, just the maturity, their ability to hold a conversation, their joy for life. I just thought, my goodness, I want that for my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And another thing I will say about socialization is one of the things I love most about homeschooling, especially in high school, is, you know, it kind of eliminates the toxic social noise. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
I remember when I was in high school being terrified to go to history class because of a boy. There was a boy who just terrorized me. In history class, do you think I learned anything in that class?
Probably not.
No, because I was
learned how to survive.
Yes.
That's what you learned.
I was learning how to cope and survive.
Yeah.
But I was not learning American history. It just was not happening. And, you know, homeschooling eliminates that entire thing. There are no social obstacles to learning. I totally appreciate that as a mom, especially raising girls in high school, middle school, high school. Also, as far as socialization, I see, especially with your homeschooling peers here too, there's really not a lot of pressure to conform to your social group. You are exactly, I feel like, who God made you to be at 17.
Yeah.
Your sister at 14.
Totally.
I can remember back in our old community when I would sit outside the church where you guys took piano lessons and I'd watch youth group let out. I don't know if I've ever shared this story. Yeah, have I shared this? And it was like, I think it was middle school youth group. And every girl that came out were the same. It was not uniforms, but it might as well have been. It was like blue jeans and a white V-neck t-shirt and Keds. And I remember thinking, doesn't anybody like pink?
Yeah.
Is there not one girl here that likes pink? And, you know, there's just not this pressure to conform to the social group that you belong to. I love that you are exactly who God intended you to be at the age that you are. Mm-hmm. So as far as socialization is concerned, my goodness, yes, I will take that any day over the other kind of socialization.
Yeah.
And do you want to guess my second question that I get?
Okay. All the time? To speak on socialization one more second.
Come on, let's keep
talking. It is important that you do purposely put yourself because you're at home most of the time.
Oh,
so you
absolutely
definitely need to make
I'm
an effort.
So glad you brought that up. Oh my goodness, yes, and we make an effort, don't we?
But the good thing about the amazing thing about homeschooling is you're not put in a you get to choose the environments in which you put yourself into.
Yes.
And you get to choose to surround yourself with people you want to become.
Right.
Which is something I find
and
incredibly
dating, which is real life. Because when you graduate high school, you get to choose where you want to go to college. You get to choose what you're involved in college, what you want to study in college. You get to choose your work environment. You get to choose your who you're going to date and eventually marry. There's really never, think about it, a time in your life where you're forced to be with people that you might not necessarily like.
Yeah.
Or that might
unless,
not be
unless
good
you're
for
in
you.
Prison.
Right. Right, which
I know
that's
just,
not part of your future.
I probably won't
no.
put that in the podcast.
Yes,
I just just thought about it.
But you're so right. Like, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we do have to be purposeful, and because you guys want to hang out with your friends. Like, it's mm-hmm. that's an important part of it. So we make sure that you have opportunities where you can do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a wonder. So we have, yes, you're involved in a bunch of stuff, sports and all kinds of things. Super fun.
And then, okay, your second question.
Yeah, my second question. Do you want to guess?
Okay, I'm going to guess it is about, like, tough classes. Yes. Is that what it is?
Totally.
Like math and science.
Again, Nadine, you've hit the nail on the head. Okay, so, especially I think this is so relevant in your upper years.
Like, yeah, it's not really a question in elementary school. No, they can all kind of figure out that.
Right, you know, yes. Hopefully. But as you're approaching higher middle school and high school years, I remember getting a question once from a man I love. He's an educator. Absolutely love him. And it was a very well-meaning question, well-intended question. He asked me how you were still in middle school. And he's like, Stephanie, how are you going to teach her physics? And I remember thinking, I don't know how I'm going to teach her physics, because I dropped physics in high school. So, I mean, I'm totally not qualified to teach you physics. But fast forward 3 years, you're taking physics now, and the Lord provides. Honestly, could we have handpicked a better physics teacher?
No.
So it was something that I didn't actually have to worry about, because there was no way I was going to teach you physics. But people do ask, and this is where, you know, you eventually become the facilitator of the learning instead of just the primary mm-hmm. instructor. So.
And this would be good. A spot to bring up the fact that if your parents work, right, or if you are a working parent, that way when you get to the upper levels, your job is to just kind of be there,
because
facilitate it. You don't need to teach everything,
right? Because I'm out of the house mm-hmm. 2 mornings a week until about 1,
yeah,
and then 1 afternoon a week, mm-hmm. typically,
yeah.
And we just plan around those times. And especially with you now being a junior, like, I just do not, we don't do a lot together anymore.
Maybe once
a week. It's mostly with Tessa. So, I mean, it's incredibly, high school, having had homeschooled elementary students, middle school students, and high school students, I have found high school to be the easiest. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's out there that is interested in homeschooling, that has not done it, that has a high schooler, I hope that you find that very encouraging.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we'll end on advice, because advice is a good thing to end on, I feel like.
Yes, it is.
So if you were, we'll talk to, I guess, the teens and the adult and the parents.
Yeah. I think as a parent, when I have just always made an effort to surround myself with veteran moms who have done this, mm-hmm. who are a wealth of information, and they talk you down your cliffs. And they build you up, and they're just invaluable resource. So I highly suggest just, you know, discovering your network of homeschoolers in your community, because they will be a unbelievable support system to you. And they teach you things. Like, we've learned so much from these other moms and different opportunities. And, oh, it's just been so such a blessing.
Yeah.
Biggest piece of advice would be to teach and learn from rest.
Yes.
Sarah McKenzie wrote a book. She's a veteran homeschooler podcast. Mm-hmm. She speaks at the homeschool convention.
What is her podcast called again? Read Aloud Revival.
Yes. She's fabulous, wonderful woman. She wrote a book, Teaching from Rest.
I will also put that in the podcast description.
Highly recommend it. It's such an encouraging book. In fact, I should bring it out and reread it, because it's been a while since I've read it. So I really recommend that book, Teach from Rest. You know, as a Christian homeschooling mom, I pray constantly. I ask God to partner with me, to lead me, to inspire mm-hmm. you guys as you learn. My homeschooling life verse has been Isaiah 53:13. The Lord shall teach my children, and great shall be their peace. And I have seen the fruit in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I say teach from rest, it's enough. Some people, in fact, Sarah McKenzie, I'm going to tell a story about Sarah McKenzie. Can I share what she shared?
Yeah. Okay.
So Sarah McKenzie, we went to the homeschool convention in April. It's the first one we've ever been to in the 7 years we've been homeschooling. If you have not been to one, I highly suggest
it. I mentioned it in the last podcast episode.
Really? Wasn't it wonderful?
They're called the Great Homeschool Conventions. In fact, I will also link their website in really the podcast wonderful. Description. They have, I think, 4 or 5 across the country.
Right.
So.
Yes. Yeah, you have lots of opportunities. Yeah. So we went to the Ohio one, and it mm-hmm. was wonderful, Cincinnati. So Sarah McKenzie, she was talking about the most frequently asked questions that she receives. And one of them is from a parent that says, yes, am I doing enough? Mm-hmm. Am I doing enough?
Yeah.
And
which is like the question.
Of it is. Questions. We've asked that question, yes. Especially before evaluation time. I mean, there's always that panic moment, like, have we done enough? And we've always done enough. Mm-hmm. But so Sarah said her answer was, no, you're not doing enough. You're not doing enough. And you could hear a pin drop in the room. All of us moms and dads, you know, sitting there thinking, oh, my goodness, here's this veteran homeschooling mom who's saying that. But her story was so beautiful. Her analogy that she used, she talked about the feeding of the 5,000 and what Jesus was able to do with the handful of loaves and fishes that he received.
He made it more than enough.
He made it more than enough. He multiplied what they brought him, what the little boy brought him. He multiplied that and it became an abundance.
Yeah.
They had leftover. Not only was it enough, it was more than enough. And she said, that's how we have to approach our schooling. We do all that we can as physically, as human beings and as busy mothers. Mm-hmm. And then we just leave the rest to him.
Yeah.
And it just becomes enough. So that's my biggest piece of advice. Teach from rest. As students, high school students, you guys learn from rest.
Something I'm still working on.
You are still working on. It might be a lifelong. Yes, thing. Nadine. Mm-hmm. It might be a lifelong journey. If you feel called to do this, the Lord will provide.
Yeah.
And have fun. You know, learning is a privilege. I say all the time, these are my golden years.
And
learning
it's really is a privilege. Fun.
It's super. Don't we have a ball?
Yeah.
I mean, we do.
We have so much fun. Like, I was sitting today in science class. I'm like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really cool.
Yes.
And I didn't always have that mindset of learning is so fun. Like, right. You think it kind of sounds cheesy.
You do.
Because of all the, I don't know, stereotypes for learning. It's like not yes. exactly something that you equate with fun. But over the years, I've kind of been working on that. And eventually I'm like, oh, all of a sudden I wake up one day and it's like, wow, this is actually really fun.
Yeah. You guys, very rarely do you not want to do school.
Yeah.
And I do feel like you're developing a mindset of continuous learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We see it. It's just.
Yeah. But it's definitely a journey. It does not happen immediately, especially when you come out of a public school environment.
Yeah. And I think when you discover the beauty, it will, and what a privilege it is to be able to study and to learn and to pour yourself into a subject, when you really appreciate it, that's when light bulb goes off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been so fun.
It has been really fun.
Yes. Well, hopefully I'll be back.
Oh, yes. You will be back.
You know how to reach me.
Yes. And as a side note for that, in future, I hope to do one interview, at least one interview a month. With starting next month with my friends as well.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being on this episode. I am more encouraged and more enlightened into what homeschooling is and how fun it is. So I hope this is an encouraging message for anyone out there who thinks they might be homeschool or might want to homeschool or have started homeschooling and this is your first year.
Right.
Kind of needs a boost of energy because it is hard at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy journey.
Well, anytime you break with the norm.
It's not going to be easy.
You take the road less traveled.
Yes.
It takes some courage, Nadine. Uh-huh. It takes some courage. That's why it's going to be so fun for you to have these different stories, you know, expose your listeners to these different stories because stories inspire.
Yeah. One of my main goals is just to encourage people to continue on this journey.
Right.
And that there's a lot of other people out there who have the same struggles and are on this journey together.
Right.
So that is it. For our second episode, I can't believe we're on episode 2 already, of How to Homeschool in High School. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me through Instagram. We have an Instagram account for this podcast called How to Homeschool in High School. So far, that is the only social media account we have but definitely check our stuff out there. Right. And we will see you back next Wednesday for our next episode, the day before Thanksgiving, which right. I can't believe it's Thanksgiving already. It's almost the end of November. But anyway, thank you again, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.